Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies today with a high nearing 56. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 24. More sunshine as we head into Wednesday with our high nearing 54 degrees. Winds shifting to the southwest between 5 and 10. Partly cloudy Wednesday night and a low around 29. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 30 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A 7-year-old Topeka boy has died after a fire broke out at a home. Firefighters were called just before 7 a.m. Monday and were told residents were possibly trapped. A news release from the fire department says crews searched the home despite heavy fire and smoke coming from the first floor. A woman and the child were rescued and taken to a hospital. The child, identified as Alexander Cervantes, died. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, but foul play is not suspected. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation released further details on the homicides that occurred in Larned on Saturday. On Saturday, three people were found dead in their home due to gunshot wounds. The KBI investigation found that John Smith arrived in a pickup truck at Shayla Smith's home just after 3 a.m. when John Smith entered the home carrying a handgun. KBI says that evidence indicates that John Smith killed his estranged wife, Shayla, and Carver, his 12-year-old son, and then shot himself. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When the days get shorter and the grass stops growing, it's time for Maximum Outdoor Equipment's Early Bird Winter Service Discounts. Call Maximum before the end of the year and save 25% on labor, or get free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius. And next spring, when you're ready to start mowing, your mower will be ready too. Maximum Outdoor Equipment knows mowers. They've been focused on selling and servicing lawnmowers for over a quarter of a century. They also know come spring, there will be a whole lot of people wanting to get their mowers in to be cleaned and sharpened, because while a whole lot of places can sell you a mower, not many places can service them. So give your mower some end of the season love and save money now and be ready to mow next spring. Call 943-0201 before the end of the year to get an early bird winter service discount from Maximum Outdoor Equipment, just south of Kellogg on West Street, and online at MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has updated its travel quarantine list to include two regions within the U.S. and added two countries. In a recent press release from the KDHE, it states that New York and Washington, D.C. have been added to its travel quarantine list, along with Isle of Man and San Marino. The KDHE recommends that any unvaccinated individuals or those who haven't received all the vaccine doses, including boosters and primary shots, should quarantine. A courageous student at Topeka's Landon Middle School and the building's principal are being credited with thwarting a potential major incident before it happened last week. According to a message sent to parents from Topeka Public School Superintendent Dr. Tiffany Anderson, a student was intercepted by the principal after being reported to a school administration by a fellow student. Anderson said the student was a danger to himself and others, and the district anticipates he will face various charges, including bringing a weapon to school and attempted murder. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts announced a $500 million plan to divert water out of Colorado under a 99-year-old compact between the states that allows Nebraska to seize access to Colorado land along the South Platte River and build canals. Ricketts says Nebraska would invoke its right under the South Platte River Compact amid concerns that Colorado's plans for the river could reduce water flows into his state by as much as 90%, taking a potentially huge toll on Nebraska's agricultural and power industries and likely affecting water supplies in the state's two largest cities, Omaha and Lincoln. Another mountain lion sighting in eastern Nebraska has some people wondering if the animal's population is on the rise and moving beyond known populations in the western part of the state. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that the latest finding came when a deceased female was last seen near Denton, south of Lincoln. The animal had been shot. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week voted unanimously to proceed with work on the jail project at a site east of Marysville to the north of Subway and Cantiquip. The architect requested closing out previous work, which included design plans for expansion of the current jail facility at the current site. Commissioners will move forward extending a contract with AHRS as construction manager for the project. The architect was to meet last week with Sheriff Tim Ackerman to discuss the new location designation, with a timeline established allowing bids in May, which would allow concrete work this summer, with a goal of closing the structure in for continued work next winter. Disputed cattle guards in Waterville Township that were placed by Brett Parker had not been removed, and commissioners held firm they would be removed until such time as county policy regarding placement is complete. A $400,000 payment in lieu of taxes was received from NextEra Energy and will be designated to the 2022 Capital Improvement Fund. The annual payments will continue for a period of 10 years until the property goes on the tax rolls. Washington County commissioners last week discussed a recommendation from the noxious weed director that the county reconsider selling farm chemicals. A state requirement of making noxious weed spray available for sale or providing vouchers. It was noted the county sales compete with private chemical vendors. The recent windstorm did more damage to a storage building north of the noxious weed and recycling facility. Permission was given to proceed exploring options for a new building that could be secured for storage. Nemahal County Commissioners held a special meeting Thursday approving year-end vouchers, considering reorganization options, and they briefly discussed pay increases for county employees for 2022. The Washington City Council is considering options for updating City Hall with repair to water damage needed, as well as other upgrades. A recent architectural quote estimated the cost of renovation at $572,000. Mayor Ryan Curran suggested, with that in mind, it may be worth consideration to sell the current City Hall and a new building established. This prompted discussion. The old City Hall site remains vacant and is in poor repair. After discussion, consensus was to work up plans and cost estimates for construction of a new building with the existing facade of the old City Hall used as a front. It was also suggested that a basement with elevator and public meeting room be included. The Art Deco finish of the old City Hall building has architectural and historical significance, and council members seemed more inclined to put funding into work at that site, including partial new construction, as opposed to renovating the current city quarters. In other business, a 20-year lease purchase agreement was approved for purchase of replacement power plant engines, with roughly $1.5 million to be financed on the $2 million-plus project after insurance proceeds are considered. Marshall County Health Department reporting 105 active cases as of Monday, with 4 hospitalized. The number marks another significant increase from a low of 33 reported first of the month. COVID cases are compounded with a dramatic number of winter cold and flu cases region-wide. Cleo J. Perkins, age 95, of Diller, passed away January 5th. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Diller. Burial in the Prairie Home Cemetery. Family will greet friends Tuesday 5 until 7 at the Gerditzmeyer Funeral Home in Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Cleo Perkins. Gordon Johnson, age 96, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service will be private, but a visitation is planned Thursday, 9 until 1, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Gordon Johnson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed salad, peaches and cake. Tomorrow, pork loin, macaroni and cheese, peas and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
New year, new career. Come join the team at Landall Company in Marysville as they look to make your year and their year, 2022, the best year yet. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, maintenance, fabrication, and traveling service tech positions. Enhanced wages start at $14.50 up to $20.70 per hour, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, short and long-term disability, life insurance, plus paid holidays and profit sharing. Last year's bonus equaled 7.55 weeks of gross wages, just to name a few. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for information. Landall Company, Marysville. An equal opportunity employer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will continue to rise today as an upper-level high-pressure system starts to sit over the Midwest. During the majority of this week, we can expect to see well above our seasonal temperatures and lots of sunshine. Typically on January 11th, we can expect to see highs ranging in the lower 20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 30s and mid 40s throughout Kansas, and the mid 30s to lower 40s throughout Missouri. Today, many areas in the Midwest will be seeing at least 10 degrees above their seasonal average, with highs ranging in the upper 30s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the mid 40s through mid 50s throughout Nebraska, the mid 50s through lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower to mid 50s throughout Missouri. Our overnight temperatures will remain fairly mild. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January, 39. Record high in the state, 67. The average low, 19. And the record low, 17 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset this evening, 5:24. Degrees in Marysville this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 11th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
After more than four decades, Georgia is once again the top dog. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A tale of two halves after a field goal affair early on in the college football national championship game between Alabama and Georgia. With the Bulldogs holding a one-point lead in the fourth, quarterback Stetson Bennett the fourth completed a 15-yard touchdown pass off the screen to Brock Bowers, pushing the Dogs' lead to eight. Crimson Tide quarterback Bryce Young was down another target after Jamison Williams left in the second quarter with a knee injury, but no let-up from the Dogs, baiting Young into a pick six to assure their first title in 41 years.
And it's intercepted! Intercepted! Kaylee Ringo at the 21. Off he goes. 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, near sideline. Breaks the tackle. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown!
On the Bulldogs radio network, 33-18 the final. Bennett on the field with ESPN on what it feels like to be called a champion.
That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome.
For the second time in three nights, the Bucks are stung by the Hornets. Near triple doubles from Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton were not enough, while Lonzo Ball and Terry Rozier accounted for most of the Hornets' points in the 103-99 victory.
Ball dribbles right into the lane. Off-balance shot is good from inside the honeycomb.
On WFNZ, Utah's domination of Detroit, 10 straight wins over the Pistons, ended the lowly Detroiters storming back from a 22-point deficit to upset the Jazz behind a career-high 29 points from rookie Cade Cunningham, 126-116 the final in the Motor City. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence before dawn on Monday. Head coach Pete Carroll:
I checked in with him, and we have to let his people handle all of that. And he was in the meeting today with us, and so I don't have anything other than that to give to you on that. Sorry.
Smith was released on his own recognizance. No further details. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville hosting Concordia. Girls and boys play live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights is host to Minneapolis. Frankfort entertains Wetmore. Hanover tips off at Axtell. Washington County travels to Clifton Clyde. Lynn will host Blue Valley, just the boys' game. Girls postpone due to illness. Centralia is home to Donovan West. Kansas Jayhawk basketball, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off live tonight on FM 95.5.
The new year brings a sense of optimism and determination. While there are many questions that need answers, you have a reliable and relevant source to get the information you need. This station at agview.net. Input cost, supply chain, consumer demand, and weather are all factors that affect your bottom line. Stick with the reliable and relevant source. Have a great 2022 from this radio station at agview.net. On December 15th, a massive burned a large number of acres in central Kansas. Generational families lost ranch homes and cattle herds. The initial outpouring of help was tremendous as people from all over brought hay, supplies, and financial assistance. It is what makes our country great. But as time passes, the need is still there. If you would like to provide supplies, hay, or dollars, go to agriculture.ks.gov. Click on the Kansas Recovery Resources. Again, agriculture.ks.gov. Search Kansas Recovery Resources. Thank you.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Meat companies and union officials telling Reuters that rising COVID infections among workers are forcing meat plants to slow production and the government to replace slaughter inspectors. Meatpacking, an early epicenter of COVID in 2020, and is now the latest sector to be disrupted by the Omicron variant. Cargill, one of the country's top beef producers, operated a few of its plant at lower slaughter capacity last week. The Cargill plant in Dodge City was getting by with a skeleton crew at one point. Less slaughter capacity means a smaller beef supply is available despite booming demand for the products. Farmers also have to keep cattle a little bit longer in feed yards or on the ranch. USDA estimates beef producers killed 112,000 cattle on Friday, down 6% from a year ago and matching the January 3rd level that were the lowest since October. Hog slaughter down about 5% from last year on Friday as well. Well, the American Farm Bureau meeting down in Atlanta, and they successfully campaigned last year against changes to the stepped-up basis provision in the estate tax law. Now, President Zippy Duval asking members to put that same energy level into the Biden administration's proposed changes to the Trump Waters of the U.S. rule. The administration wants to go back to an earlier rule that Farm Bureau says will bring the heavy hand of the federal government onto farmers' lands. He said we need the same energy and passion when it comes to WOTUS. He said it's critical that the administration understand that we shouldn't need a team of lawyers and consultants just to farm the land. Courtney Briggs, the senior director of congressional relations for Farm Bureau, says the Bureau liked the Trump rule because it created a clear line between what's in and what's out. members urging to send comments to the EPA before February 6th. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building their special stock count bred heifer sale Wednesday, January the 12th, starting at 11 a.m. on the bred heifers. There will be over 400 big fancy red Angus, black white face, and sim Angus first calf heifers. Some will be AI bred, with the balance being bred to low birth weight bulls for February March calving. Cow calf pairs include 60 northern origin black and red cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old. They'll have 30 to 60 day old Charlet and Angus sire calves. There'll be 115 black white face, and red Angus cows. Mostly 3 to 5 years old, they'll have 30 to 90-day-old calves. There'll be 18 Angus, black-white face, and Hereford first-calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves. Spring calving cows include over 300 black-white face, and red Angus cows. 3 to 6 years old will be bred to Angus and Charlet bulls for February through April calving. All cows and heifers will be sold in lots to suit the buyer's needs. For more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 12th at the Manhattan Commission Company, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. on the bred heifers, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's our latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, friends, Washington, President Biden, this administration says they're going to spend $1 billion to help this situation called too little pay for the cattleman and the hog producer, too much pay for those going to the grocery store. It's an idea to break up what it calls, this is the administration now, calling it a meat and poultry processor monopoly. President Biden's action plan promises new, stronger rules under the Packers and Stockyards Act, issue new product of USA labeling rules, a joint initiative between the Justice Department and USDA to coordinate their efforts better. And I got to tell you, friends, it seems like this makes a whole lot of sense. Example, they want to expand and diversify meat and poultry processing capacity. They've already started that. Increase producers' income. Provide producers an opportunity to have ownership in processing facilities. Create stable, well-paying jobs in rural regions. Raise the bar on worker health, safety, training, and wages for meatpacking jobs. Spur collaboration among producers and workers. Prompt state, tribal, and private co-investment, and provide consumers with more choices. They're going to issue a new product of USA labeling rules so that consumers can better understand where their meat comes from. USDA is using its existing authorities to increase transparency to the extent possible. The Biden administration will work with Congress to make cattle markets fairer, more transparent, and they like the administration to push hard the bipartisan legislation that's kind of headed up by Senator Grassley. Remember that? That improves price discovery in the cattle markets and facilitates actual negotiation of prices between livestock producers and packers. We'll see if all this comes true, friends. I hope it has enough teeth to get it done.
It's a new year, so get a fresh start at Rusty Eck Ford. Regardless of your past credit history, don't let your past dictate your future. At Rusty Eck Ford, we have finance plans for everyone. Low credit scores? Not a problem. First-time buyers? We've got you covered. No money down? We can do that too. Our finance specialists will work with you to get you into the right car at a payment you can afford. We work with dozens of lenders from around the country, and this gives us the power to help you get a fresh start. Don't wait. Rusty Eck Ford has one of the area's best selections of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, our special finance plans are tailored to your specific needs. Claim your fresh start today at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Offers expire months end.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Kansas City Chiefs did what they had to on Saturday, beating the Broncos on the road to finish up the regular season. Too bad the Titans did what they had to on Sunday as well. So rather than have the number one seed and a first-round bye, the Chiefs will face seventh-seeded Pittsburgh on Sunday night in the wild-card round at Arrowhead Stadium. It'll be a rematch of a game from just a few weeks ago when the Chiefs led 23-0 at halftime and rolled through the second half to a 36-10 romp. After an exceptional start to the season, Kansas State women's basketball team has finally cracked the latest AP Top 25 polls. K-State ranked 25th in the new AP rankings released yesterday. It's the first time the Wildcats have been ranked since the end of the 2016-2017 season. Kansas State will hope to continue their unbeaten streak to start conference play today as the Cats host number 9 Iowa State. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, help us pack Bramlage with purple as your women's basketball team takes on KU in the annual Sunflower Showdown at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, January 19th. General admission tickets are just $5 when purchased in advance. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS today to get your K-State versus KU women's basketball tickets. Go Cats!
Marysville High School wrestlers finish third at Beatrice in the Invitational Saturday. Championships to Wassenburg and Craig. Trimble finished second. Runner-up finishes to Dedamore and Hafley. Fourth place finish for Wilson, Sparks, and Trimble. And a fifth place finish for Rose. Marysville wrestlers will host Jayhusker Tournament Saturday. Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville hosting Concordia. Girls and boys play live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Valley Heights is host to Minneapolis. Frankfort entertains Wetmore. Hanover tips off at Axtell. Washington County travels to Clifton Clyde. Lynn will host Blue Valley, just the boys game. Girls postponed due to illness. Centralia is home to Donovan West. Kansas Jayhawk basketball, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off live tonight on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
Daydreaming all night long, I couldn't sleep a wink. Missed my exit on the way to work. Left my coffee by the kitchen sink. Boss man's worried about my mental health. I'm not acting like myself. Yes, my head is just somewhere else. Cause I can't stop thinking about last night. Moonlight, auburn hair and hazel eyes. Yesterday's like a picture show that keeps playing in my mind. I've reloved each moment at least 1,000 times. I know I need to get on with my day, but I can't seem to concentrate. Baby, I'm getting carried away, but I can't stop thinking about last night. Trying to catch my breath. Falling never felt like this. So I can't stop thinking about last night. Moonlight, auburn hair and hazel eyes. I'm still feeling butterflies. And I can't stop thinking about front porch, first kiss. I'm still trying to catch my breath. Falling never felt like this. So
guess she's the one, one I told you all about. Yeah, it was serious, but it was long ago. She just might walk over here, give me a kiss for old times. But don't you worry, dear, 'cause old times next to you can never come close. I'll take today over yesterday any day. I'll take lying in your arms tonight over and above any love I've known. Memories may find me, but they'll always be behind me. I'll take today over yesterday any day. I'd be lying if I tried to tell you now that I've never loved her and she doesn't ever cross my mind. That was yesterday, baby, I don't wanna go back. Here's where I'm gonna stay with you in each tomorrow of my life. I'll take today over yesterday any day. I'll take lying in your arms tonight over and above any love I've known. Memories may find me, they'll always be behind me. I'll take today over yesterday any day.